This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. On Friday, Wyoming became the first state to ban the use of pills for abortions. Drugs like mifepristone and misoprostol are the most common way to end a pregnancy. They account for more than half of all abortions in this country. And as I've talked about many times on the show with my next guest, restricting medication is the latest battleground in the fight over abortion ever since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last summer. It's Monday, so that guest is here now, our legal Loyola Law School professor, Jessica Levinson. Hi.
Hi, Madeline.
This law takes effect July 1st. What does it do?
That's exactly right. Well, it does what you said. It will make it illegal to prescribe, dispense, distribute, sell, or use any drug for the purpose of performing an abortion. And notice it says any drug. It doesn't call out the two drugs that you just mentioned, because in an earlier version, they actually were going to list the names of the drugs. Doctors said, well, at least one of those drugs has another purpose, so please don't do that. And those in favor of the ban said, actually, we're worried that people will just change the name of these drugs. So now it just uses this generic pills used to perform abortions.
And the punishment is a $9,000 fine and up to 6 months in prison. So for doctors, I suppose, for pharmacists, those are people who prescribe and dispense. But also, as you said, use in the language, it says it's illegal to use any drug for the purpose of performing an abortion. So would that include the pregnant person?
So the law does explicitly say that the pregnant patients are exempt from charges and penalties. And that is in some cases what we're seeing in states. You know, there have been about 500 bills since the Dobbs decision at the end of June. And what we're seeing in at least some of those cases is that the states carve out an exception for the pregnant person, but not for everybody else who assists.
All right. So that means that someone could still get medication abortion through the mail, right? Or go out of state.
So I think the second part of your question is right, could go out of state. Now the mail, I pause for a minute because I will say that that I think is a new frontier that we're seeing. Texas is pushing the limits on that, for instance, where they're explicitly passing laws that say, don't mail any abortion pills into the state. And they're also trying to block websites from providing women with any information about getting those abortion pills, either through the mail or traveling out of state to do so. So I pause for a minute because, as you and I have talked about since the Dobbs decision, it really creates more legal questions than it answers. And I think one of those big questions will be, can states ban travel outside? Can states try and ban mailing inside the state?
Well, so inside this state, is this current law, is it legal?
Well, under the federal constitution, I think the answer is yes. Again, because of the Dobbs decision, because the Supreme Court, for I think the first time, said that fundamental right that we said existed in the constitution, that right to obtain an abortion, actually it's not there. And if it's not there, then states can do what they want. With this caveat, states can do what they want as long as the laws don't violate the state constitutions. And so Wyoming, like some other states, has provision in the state constitution that potentially calls these bans into question. Wyoming has a provision that talks about the freedom to make healthcare decisions, for instance. And I think that provision will be at play when we think about this abortion pill ban and a broader ban that Wyoming has tried to enact on all abortions that includes abortion pills.
So they have a provision, as you just mentioned, that allows people to make their own healthcare decisions. And that would presumably be in conflict with this, if with this current law?
I would say there's a good argument that that would be in conflict. But Wyoming is doing something that I think legally is clever. And they've done this explicitly with respect to the total abortion ban. So moving from what we are talking about, which is the ban on abortion pills, that separate bill, to moving on and talking about what they've now tried to do two times, which is a total ban on abortion. The first time they tried to do that, the Wyoming state judges said, that violates that constitutional provision we've been talking about, that state constitutional provision that you have the freedom to make healthcare decisions. Wyoming then came back and with its second try, they said, well, abortion is not a healthcare decision. So they explicitly tried to carve abortion out. The question is whether or not that will be successful. Can they just by saying it's not healthcare, will the state courts say, okay, it's not healthcare? Or will they say, you can say whatever you want, but it's still healthcare?
Interesting. So there are legal challenges already being teed up, even though this law is, you know, barely a couple days old.
Exactly. So for the total ban, again, their second attempt at the total ban, the governor actually said, I'm not signing that. I'm going to let it go into law without my signature because it's basically, it's already in litigation. And so it's his way of allowing it to go into effect, but not blessing it with his signature. And the plaintiffs in that, again, the first total abortion ban case immediately filed and said, no, stop this second try, stop this new law. And I think their arguments will be substantially similar. Again, the idea that you can say something's not healthcare, but just stating it doesn't necessarily make it so. Absolutely expect litigation both on the separate abortion bill ban and then on that total ban, which has very small carve outs for rape, incest, and I think they phrase it as the dire healthcare needs of the pregnant person.
All right. So meanwhile, we talked about there this federal court case in Texas, which would could affect the entire country. So how would this fit in with that?
Right, because the puzzle pieces never end when it comes to this litigation. So the case in Texas deals with whether or not a judge will issue a nationwide injunction and say the FDA has to revoke approval for mifepristone, which is one of the two abortion pills, and it was approved initially 23 years ago in 2000. If the judge does that, then at least temporarily, it could be the case that nobody in any state could have mifepristone. I will say to people who are listening, it is possible that pharmacies could provide mifepristone without FDA approval. So I hate to say it, but again, more questions than answers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jessica Levinson, our regular legal here on Press Play. She teaches at Loyola Law School. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, a new model of incarceration for California's oldest prison, San Quentin. The governor wants it to look like prisons in Norway.
The whole point of the Scandinavian model is to turn out good neighbors, is to give people the skills and the opportunities they need so that they will not come out and create more victims.
That story coming up next on Press Play.